I feel a little bit like Emma talked this morning. I headed to San Francisco this year thinking, we've done this. We've got this. We know what we're going to do. It was a real different experience than I expected. Part of that being a different group of people, part of that being serving different people, and part of that being just God working in our lives differently. But I came away from this week with a hope that I found stronger and brighter than I had felt in quite a long time. As we gathered together at Glide each morning and many afternoons and evenings to serve meals to anywhere from 400 to 850 people, it's kind of hard to think of hope. But we were full of hope. We walked in that first day and there was a new kind of something on the wall. You see it there, a big heart. And that heart is made out of Legos. I know it looks like it's just a picture, but it's not. It's Legos. And someone made that heart and they affixed it to the wall and covered it in plexiglass. And it, to me, was amazing because it showed the workings of Glide. Glide ministry began in a church very similar to us. Not a big congregation, but a loving congregation who had hope that they could do something big. And they did. They began serving meals. 3 meals a day, 375 days a year. They took a building, 365 days. It feels like 375 days a year. Ben, stop laughing at me. He's been laughing at me all morning, so. So, okay, 365 days a year. I was really on a roll, too. They took an area next to them and built housing where people could live. They put people to work every day in so many different ways. Volunteers flood in every day to help serve meals. It's an amazing place to be. And there we were. A group of people ranging from the age of 14 up to 49 plus. Plus, 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 plus. Every night, as Wes talked, we would gather together and kind of debrief about our day and talk about how God worked in us and through us. And one of the things that was said the last night really just clung to me. And that was, I believe it was Helen, saying that she saw so much hope in the young people that were working and that were giving up their time and coming and really not complaining about anything. And some of the jobs are not fun. Some of the jobs are working in the hot kitchen, washing dishes, or scraping plates in the trash can full of food. And never once did someone say, I don't want to do that job. Can I please have a different job? They did it. I need someone to wash dishes, and somebody went. I need you to do this. And somebody went. There was never any complaining. And then, shortly after that, one of our teenagers, Tessa, said, "You know what? I get hope from you all. I have had hope my whole life from watching you all and watching you teach us and take care of us and show us how to love." And then I started thinking about Glide and how we went there to try to help. And you know what? We came away with so much more. So much more than we gave. Because we came away with a love for people. I came back and I immediately said to Kelly, "I got to change this sign out front. Because we need to put the word out there that we are all one in this world. And we gain love and hope from one another, no matter what our walk is in life." Going on a mission trip like this, this intergenerational, was so meaningful. But I began to think too about why we were there. I want to ask all of you who went either on the mission trip or to camp or have gone, would you all, teenagers, would you all stand? All of y'all. Adults who went on this mission trip, would you stand too? College kid, yeah. We went on this trip, but we didn't go on this trip alone. If you have ever been a part of this youth group, would you stand up? If you ever taught or went on a trip or were a sponsor or taught choir or music to any of these people, would you stand up? Ever, if you've ever taught here, if you are friends, if you have loved, if you have prayed for these people, would you stand up? And I know we have a few visitors, and you're a part of the body of Christ. Would you stand up? We went on this trip as one. We didn't go as individuals. We went as the body of Christ. And you were all with us. And so I hope today you were fed by what you heard, but I hope that you take it with you and share that in this world. You can be seated for a few minutes. We come to this table this morning. The table spread before us by Christ. The table that is laid before us to sustain us and to give us life. But it's a two-way street. We come to the table saying we accept that we're a part of the body of Christ. And we come willing to open our hands and receive the body and blood of Christ. And so I pray today that as we take this meal, that you know that you are welcome, whoever you are, wherever you are on your journey, if you're willing to receive, the table is set for you. If you're serving communion today, would you come forward? On that night, as Jesus met with his friends and his disciples, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. when you take of it, do so in remembrance of me. And after the meal, he took the cup and he blessed it. And he said, this is a new covenant with you. A covenant of grace and love.